was thinking back to the APK exam that you were mentioning, but is there more than just that exam that is offered?
Oh, yes. Well, not for that specific certification area. Mm-hmm. When you become an alternatively certified teacher, you do have to take a lot of tests. So you have to take your OSAT. And in like my case, being alternatively certified, I had to take two because it goes off of like what my undergrad, what my bachelor's degree was.
Oh, okay.
And then what I was going into. So I had to take one for, I believe it was business.
Probably
marketing something, and then I had to take the English OSAT because I taught English. So kind of, you have to take the OSAT, you have to take the APK, and then for some of our pathways, you also have to take what we call the FORT test, but it's the Fundamentals of Reading.
Foundations of Reading test.
Foundations of Reading test, oh, okay. There you go. And so there are multiple different tests that you have to take, and you know, we like to be able to pay for those courses, so we are constantly getting grant money and trying to help individuals pay for those, because if you have to take all three tests, that's almost $500 that you have to pay out of your pocket.
Oh, if you pass goodness. Them all the first time.
If you pass them all the first time.
Oh. And they're taking in Tahlequah now?
Yes, you can you can take them at Cherokee Nation. We encourage all of our Native individuals to go through Cherokee Nation because I believe that they offer some sort of grant opportunity to help them pay for those courses.
Awesome.
And then if they are not, unfortunately, we have them come to NSU to our testing center on the third floor of the education building.
Okay.
And they've really opened that up. It used to be more so specific areas, like you were talking about, only certain areas could take that. But the great thing about ACE is we serve how many counties?
55 out of 77 in the state of Oklahoma. I think that's actually gone up. I think we're now in the 60s.
I think so, too.
I haven't checked it in a little bit.
So they can test. Yeah, so they can test anywhere. They don't have to drive all the way to Tahlequah to take a test. The OSAT is the subject area test, and then pedagogy is the APK. And then, of course, that reading test if you're younger or you're teaching special ed or younger kids. And so they can take them anywhere in the state of Oklahoma, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So my last question is, how can they register for that type of stuff?
They can email us at aceinstitute@nsuok.edu. And we actually have, I'll touch on it just really quick, but we have a brand new opportunity with the Oklahoma State Department of Education, OSDE, that if you are an emergency certified teacher and you have courses that you still need to take or tests that you still need to take, if you email us and let us know, we can pay for those.
Wow.
We can pay for everything. Your courses, which is about, for 6 hours, it's almost about $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pay for all of your testing. So we'll give them... from if you have to take 6 hours or 12 hours, we pay for all of it over the course of a year and then all of their testing. So if you're an emergency certified teacher, reach out to us. It's 100% paid.
Right on. Oh my goodness. So many opportunities all here in Oklahoma and at NSU. So we're going to go ahead and get you guys back to the music. This is our Monday morning interview with Anna Lansaw and Shauna Phillips. Thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, back to the music, Lakes Country 102.1.
This has been the Rise and Shine interview with Anna Lanshaw and Shauna Phillips from the Alternative Education Summer Institute. Join them as they discuss what it takes to become an alternative certified teacher, the tests you have to take, what you have to pay, and how you can get scholarships to circumvent that. To hear part one of the interview, visit lakescountry1021.com, and you can find it under the Interviews and Podcasts tab, labeled as NSU Studios. Now let's get back to the music on Lakes Country 102.1.